across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good morning.
Feeling great.
Yeah,
ready
nice.
To go.
Well rested last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, really good.
How are you, Meg?
Yeah, good. We attempted to put the new mattress back on the double bed base.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Did you go and buy the queen
we
base?
We went to.
Yeah.
And then they just stuffed us around a little bit, so we didn't get it.
Yeah, right. So how'd you go with the new
mattress? Yeah, it was all right, but Josh is very paranoid. Then we're going to void the warranty.
Were you guys sleeping really close together in the middle so you don't, like, bend the sides?
No, I was pushing him away like I always do.
Are you one of those people that does that, like, the pushing away, like, in the night?
Yes.
When you're asleep?
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Hey,
baby,
stretch out.
Let's spoon.
No. Let's cuddle up.
We go to bed at very different times, to be fair.
Right.
So it's just very. When he comes to bed, it's like, I'm asleep. Leave me alone.
Once you're 2 hours into, like, sleeping,
yeah.
When the other half does come in, very annoying.
Yeah.
You want to cuddle in the ears.
Because he has to go around to the other side of the bed. He turns the torch on. And I'm very sensitive to light when I sleep. Sounds are fine, but light screws with me sometimes.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Do you like spooning, Crevo? Is it a thing you do in your life?
Usually, like, maybe half an hour just before going to sleep.
I feel like you don't really
minutes.
Do it after the first couple of years.
Nah.
Yeah. Usually, like, about 20 minutes of an evening when I first, just before going to sleep, and that's it.
Yeah.
Not, like, hours and hours or half the night.
I get too sweaty.
I get a sore arm.
Yeah. Jess, are you still into the spooning in your relationship?
I'm still in the honeymoon phase.
Oh,
love
really?
A good spoon.
I love that.
How long, what's like a 4 hour spoon, like an all night spoon?
All night. Go
wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, this guy's got commitment.
What about you,
sure.
Jackson?
Yeah, I'm an all night spooner as well. I love being close to people.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel horrible right now.
Jess is like, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard you say, Jackson.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, closeness is my love language. It annoys my partner because he's a sweater as well, but, like, I don't care.
Are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
I like to rest my head on the chest.
Oh,
that's so
cute. Baby spoon.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Baby spoon. Yeah, I didn't
no,
know
well,
that.
I just made that
oh,
up.
Oh, right.
I thought
I was, like, learning a new part of the love language. Very good.
Lads versus lasses kicking off next.
That's right. Now, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Yesterday, big win. We're on the march, lads. So, come on, we need another good guy for this. 13-10-09, the prize. Very good. $100 voucher for Hampers of the Hunter. Bringing the Hunter home with our delicious local products, hampersofthehunter.com.au. We need one guy and one girl. 13-10-09, battle it out in this little quiz we've got.
10 apart, look at that.
Come on,
we've
do
got
this.
We've got this. Come on, boys.
The Novos.
Lads.
Versus lasses.
Yeah, as we get to the pointy end of the year, this is the competition everyone is talking about. Can the lads make up this underdog story and get back ahead?
Nope.
It's talk of the town. Lads currently on 80, lasses on 90. So there's 10 points between us technically possible.
I think we've got 16 shows left, so you've got a really good...
Really good chance.
Really good chance.
For.
Yeah, is
Meg.
That what you? Yeah, really.
If we win the next 16 in a row, we will smash it. Absolutely,
you know
kill it.
Maths would tell us that the chicks have been on such a winning streak that the guys are due for one. Right?
That's just science,
okay.
Right there.
Find out now. We'll go to Alex from Madawi. He's a mechanic, father of three. Loves his fishing. Says he's not a cuddler. Would rather go just to sleep, straight to sleep. Alex, does your partner try and get the cuddle in?
Sometimes
you're like, get away. All right, let's get straight into your questions, hey? First one, in netball, the position GD stands for what?
Goal defender.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Yeah,
goal
good
defense.
Work.
Well
good job.
Done.
Good job.
All right, question two, the brand Kiun are known for making what?
Perfume.
Hair care products.
Good guess. Good guess, Simon.
All right, question three. The facial treatment that uses a device with a crystal or diamond tip is called what?
No idea.
Microdermabrasion. You got one on the board.
Yeah,
nobody
exactly.
knows that.
Really. I know that, and I'm a lady.
Oh.
So,
of course you do.
There you go.
All right. Hey, let's meet our last this morning, guys. Now, Carly from Raymond Terrace, she just moved there, works in a nursing home. Her favourite smell is jasmine. Once fell in a poo, fully clothed at a birthday party, also not a cuddler. We're looking for two correct answers for an instant win this morning. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, don't you just love that? Falling in poo, it's one of life's biggest inconveniences, isn't it?
It was a swimming pool, but it would be bad to fall in poo.
Oh, you fell in a pool.
I was waiting to see how long you'd take to pick up on that.
So Jackson writes little notes for us here, and he's written poo. I was
like, we've got to talk about this. That was my first thought as well. I was like, what are you, how big is it to fall in it? Like an elephant or something? What party are you going to?
All right, we're chasing two. We're chasing two correct answers for the win today. Here we go, Carly. Question number one for you. Which trade would use a tool called a Sigma 2G metric?
Builder.
Close, but no. A tiler. So Sigma make the most famous tile cutters and tools. Question number two. What does the brand Abu Garcia make?
Clothing.
No. Fishing gear. Now, this one is for a tiebreaker coin toss. If you get this wrong, you're out. Question three. What does the company After School Special make?
Nah. You gotta guess.
Sorry, who would know those either?
The lads win.
Lads. All the guys on site were going, Sigma tile cutters,
yeah,
of course.
Sure,
Alex,
sure.
Did you know all of those questions?
No.
There you go. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, you win, man. Congratulations. A $100 voucher for Hampers of the Hunter coming your way, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well,
so good.
Yes.
I told you, Meg, we're back.
Yeah. We're back. We're back. With a vengeance.
It's just your questions are too hard
this
week.
It's not. You're just a bit, like, sore, salty because the...
Because we're in front by 2 weeks.
No, the lasses have had a big winning streak and you think, oh, that's going to go on forever. But statistically, it's not going to.
Tomorrow's a new day, Creevo. Just keep that
all
in mind.
You blokes out there listening right now, if you think you know women, like, in and out.
That's right.
Make sure you call up this week. We only want the best players.
Yeah, no.
How many points have you gotten this week? I think three.
Two.
Is it three?
Three. No, you're right. Three.
Three.
Yeah, well done.
Happy days.
Statistically, we're going to get it. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I've got my fingers crossed.
How good is it going to be having that trophy in the cabinet, Maddie? That's all I'm saying. The listener wins it.
Yeah, but, I mean, they can take a picture of it. And
exactly. We'll put it in our cabinet for a minute.
Hey, up next, I was going through my On This Day yesterday, and it came up one of the best gigs I've ever been to in my entire life.
Which was?
A band called Mest. They're from California in the US. Yes. And it was on a boat on Sydney Harbour. Have you ever tried going on a mosh pit on a boat?
Well, that seems impossible.
It is very difficult. Very, very strange. But I got something, like a bit of band memorabilia that night.
Yeah.
It went missing. Right. I want to tell you about it next. The Novos.
Right now, Meg.
Oh, Facebook memories. Always a treat. Especially
you love
from.
Those.
I do. I look at them every morning. First thing I do in the morning now is look at my Facebook memories. Really sad. But I was reminded of a gig that I went to in 2009, Sydney Harbour, one of my top five, I reckon, favourite bands of all time. They're called Mest. And they did...
Like M-E-S-T?
M-E-S-T.
What kind of music?
Very pop, very Simple Plan-esque kind of music.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Gotcha.
And it was the second time. I saw them the night before at the Cambridge
Of course you did.
Hotel, of course.
You're the old, if there's two gigs, see them both.
In a week, I have to go to both. And end up going to this gig, and it was on Sydney Harbour on a boat. Moshing on a boat is very hard to do.
Never tried it,
Like, we were downstairs, and then you had to hold onto the roof to be able to keep balance because the boat's moving and you're jumping, and it's just like, whoa. Anyway, me being in the emotional state that I am, I met the lead singer. His name's Tony Lovato.
Hang on, let's hear them.
Oh, Cadillac.
I just had to Google the lyrics to see if there was any swearing before I pulled it up.
I can't remember. I don't think there is.
No, there isn't.
Anyway, so I ended up meeting him. I met Tony, and I lost my mind, everything like that. Grabbed a set list, got it signed, everything like that. Went home, and the thing is, my housemate at the time wasn't... We weren't getting along
Not
at this
friends.
Point.
Not friends, yeah,
we,
yeah.
We were really great friends at one point, but then things fell apart. Not to mention I took a disposable camera that night because I couldn't afford a digital camera because I was, like, 20. And 2 days later, I find out she's thrown the set list down.
She's come into the room, thought, oh, this is a dirty old bit of paper.
It was downstairs in the lounge room with the photos on top, with the negatives of the photos. She's thrown them out.
The whole lot?
The whole lot.
Is this like a spite move?
To be fair, I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
So what's going on here, Meg? You've seen the memory.
Yeah.
And then it's just reminded you of this horrible situation.
Horrible person. Realising, look, this was when I was 20.
Yeah.
I'm 32 now. I was partially thinking maybe I should possibly forgive her for this. It's been
12 years.
Well, I wanted to... To get you guys talking on the show, but apparently not.
No, there's more to it than that, unfortunately. Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, have you ever had a housemate that spiteful? They've taken something that is so sentimental to you.
No, I don't think I have.
No, I once thought that I went overseas once when I was living in a share house, and I had this really nice, like, chef's knife.
Yeah.
And I love this knife. And I didn't mind.
It's a chef's knife.
I didn't mind anyone using it. I didn't care. I always had my stuff, like, use whatever. That's my rule. But when I came back and it was missing, I was like, oh. And then, but I just did that thing where, look, if that's the only thing that's gone wrong, I've been away a month, whatever, it's fine. Mm. But I did secretly think, oh, what's gone on? There was only one guy there, so obviously it was him that had lost it or
chucked
it out
knife?
Or something. Anyway, what had turned out, this place that installed the kitchen themselves kind of thing, a bit of a dodgy job. There was a gap between...
Fell down.
Between the sink and the wall, and he'd done the washing up, obviously put it there, and it'd fallen down. We found it, like, 6 months later.
So did you still, like, continue to blame him for that?
Well, he lost
it. Did you apologize?
Oh. I actually didn't get that upset at him at the time. I was just like, oh, if we find it, we find it.
But he wasn't being spiteful. I'm under the impression my housemate was being spiteful.
Meg, advice. Stay off Facebook memories. No. They're really tricky.
Causing trouble. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Crevo.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Look, before we jump into the show, I just have to extend my congratulations to Dr. Peter Cock and the rest of the team out at Newcastle Airport. I mean, they have done obviously such a superb job to get this award. Just fantastic. So well done, guys. Well done.
Good job.
Round of applause.
Great news.
Absolutely. Great news. Yes.
Guys, I want to talk about something different now. A guy on Reddit has basically caused one of the biggest stirs on the internet in a long time. Now, he's got on TikTok, right? And he's basically said the Bunnings Warehouse uniform is one of the hottest uniforms in existence. Discuss.
No. I think it's more the fact that whenever I go to Bunnings, I feel uncomfortable because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, well, that's a separate
maybe
issue.
Maybe that's why I don't. I know, but then maybe that's why I don't like the outfit.
Sexy boots.
Because they make me feel like an idiot.
Above the ankle.
The work,
the
boots.
Stubby shorts.
The red shirt. The bright red shirt.
And I don't know. It's a little bit untailored. I will say that.
Mm, very loose fitting.
But yet, you know what? It could go right, actually.
Old mate says, whenever I, a hetero man, go to Bunnings, I'm always surprised by how flattering the stubby shorts and tradie boots are on the lady employees. Now, it's not that just the ladies that are getting all the attention.
No, not at all.
One woman's commented about the boots and how they accentuate the sexy calf muscles on the guys.
See, if you're a leg person...
Mm.
Does this mean we're going to see some sexy Bunnings strippers at one point?
Do you know what? I do love going into Bunnings because it is... there is something about the uniform. It's got almost like this X factor. Like, very, very sexy.
You're very easily pleased.
Well, you're right. Well, you don't mind, you know, that tradie look, do you? Mm. Quite sort of masculine and having a ute and everything, right?
A lot of I like it. Yeah, a lot of people, right? Though, were on there saying, oh, comment about their work ethic, not how they look. Come on.
It's can have a sexy chat about this.
We
is
do
a separate
it with doctors and
well, this is the thing. You have
firemen.
Your sexy fireman calendars. Next up, a sexy Bunnings calendar.
Oh, that's a great idea. What do you think, Jess? Do you find the Bunnings uniform hot?
No, not really. No. Whatever. I thought about it, went down when my brother worked there for forever. So, no.
That's ruined it for you. Yeah. Jackson, what about you?
Actually, yeah, I do now that I think about it. Yeah, I get it.
The shirts are so tightly fitting.
Really?
On the guys.
Yeah, you look at them, they're like muscle shirts.
I've got a picture here for you guys.
Okay, fair enough. He's got muscles and tattoos. He's making it work.
They've blurred out his face.
If you go out to one of the local Bunnings, it can be like Venice Beach.
Absolutely. Especially out in the garden section.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
in the timber section.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Is that a 6x4? Hand that here.
13:10:09 this morning. You know what we're doing. Do you find the Bunnings uniform hot?
The Novos.
We are talking Bunnings right now. Yes, we all know and love Bunnings, but I tell you what, I am so happy to announce that the humble Bunnings uniform has been immortalized in the ranks and company of the sexy uniforms such as the fireman outfit, the sexy cop, the sexy nurse, the sexy doctor. Welcome, Bunnings uniform, guys.
It's made it.
I love this. So, big chat on the internet this week. A Reddit user's gotten online and done some TikToks and said, hey, Bunnings uniform is one of the sexiest uniforms out, and people totally agree with this. Think about it. The sexy red shirt, very flattering. Mm. It's nothing like the apron. You know they're handy. The stubby shorts.
What have you got there
boots
in that front pocket? Always one. You know, what's going on with that front apron pocket?
I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't see the appeal.
Is that your scanner there you've got? Pass me your tape measure. I want to measure something. It's about 8 inches long. Not quite sure of the length, though.
So, Meg, you don't think it's sexy at all?
I don't think
all.
It's sexy, no. Oh, at all.
God, what do you find sexy, Meg?
you know sexy? My type.
Crevo, all right, real tall.
Yeah.
Sexy woman, Latina. I know you like dark-haired women.
Yeah, could flaunt
in the
it, I reckon.
Outfit, you're happy with that.
Don't mind it. Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. 13:10:09, though, this morning, do you find the Bunnings uniform hot? First caller, please.
Yes, going to Stephanie. Hello.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, do you find the Bunnings uniform sexy, Stephanie?
I do, personally. It's the chunky boots, the chunky tradie boots.
Now, this is what a lot of the women are saying online, Stephanie, that it just does something to the calves. I don't know if it pushes them up or just, like, accentuates the muscle, but, man, I tell you what, it gets me every time.
100%, and I think the girls especially, it just does something.
Oh, so are you that way inclined?
Both way inclined.
Oh nice one.
So it's a full feast for you down at Bunnings.
Best of both worlds. Merry Christmas.
Stephanie's like, everyone's in shorts at Bunnings. Like, what a win.
And the hand.
Yeah, why not?
Are you single, Stephanie?
I'm very single.
Do you get on Tinder whilst you're at Bunnings to find out which ones are on Tinder?
That's actually a really good
there
idea.
There you go. Wingwoman.
I think we've just found Stephanie's new strategy down there every Saturday.
And the Bunnings workers are always unassumingly attractive.
Yeah, you know, I think
like,
you're right.
Like, you know when you see really, like, good-looking, hot people, but they're not arrogant about it?
Yeah.
I feel like all of them are at Bunnings. Man, can you imagine the lineup today, Stephanie? All these, you know, single men and women out there just going
a sausage sandwich, please.
To suddenly fix that leaking tap.
Not going to a nightclub now, you're going to Bunnings.
Oh, I love it. Oh, so good. Well, look, online it is 50-50. A few messages on Instagram as well. Full consensus, guys. The Bunnings uniform, hot.
There we go. We learned something new. Guys, I need your advice, though, up next, because I've talked about this a little bit on the show. Planning to go on holidays the end of the year, off to Tasmania. A bit worried, though, because something we were looking at booking has made me concerned that I'm doing a real old person holiday, and I need your advice to young it up a bit.
You playing some bingo?
No bingo.
No bingo.
No bingo, but
you know, I hear this.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, I'm not surprised. I've told you this before.
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to try and get your advice up next on how to fix this issue.
The Novos.
Yeah, so off to Tasmania at the end of the year for 2 weeks. I've spoken about on the show before, but look, a little bit concerning because yesterday, talking to my friend down there, we're going to this place called Strawn. I was like, what should we do there?
Let's have a look at Strawn.
My friend lives down there, and she said, you've got to go on this, like, up the river. You take a boat up the river. I was like, oh, that sounds good. And then start looking into it. And
so what kind of town is Strawn? So there's obviously a river, very quiet, I'm imagining. Lots
of greenery. Very tranquil. You've got the ocean on one side and the river on the other. So it's sort of like on a peninsula.
It looks beautiful.
Oh, very nice part of the world. Sort of doing like kind of a loop around Tasmania.
Yeah, wow.
And that's like one corner of it. But then I go onto the website to like book a boat trip and I realize, well, Emmy actually picked this up. I just sent you guys a link in Facebook to like what the website is, that Emmy goes, look at all those people on the boat, they're all like 70. And I was like, what am I doing? What are we in, some sort of retirement holiday here? What's going on? How do I fix this to make it like a bit more youthful?
Don't go to Tasmania.
The only option.
No. Okay, let's talk about your holidays 10 to 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
Where were you? What were you doing on the trip?
Usually I would go out, get messy in like, I don't know,
not
Thailand, Cambodia, like cruising around, maybe go try and get over to Europe if I could. Just work, you know, parties, going out crazy nights, meet some random people, end up wherever they end up.
To me, that is a holiday. Now, I don't know if that says a lot about me or you.
I still love that sort of stuff.
What you've got to do, get off the bloody ferries, Crevo. Like, if you really want to do this river cruise, hire some canoes.
Yeah, that's a good idea, like a kayak.
Bit of exercise, get the blood flowing. I think if you're there in nature, rather than standing on a deck with a bunch of geriatrics, I think you'll have a much better time.
Emmy said that, and I was like, oh my God, look how old everyone is. And then I was like looking on the website, oh, there's a young person. Emmy's like, that is an actor. That's not a real customer on that boat.
You know that on this cruise, right?
Yeah.
They've got a cheap seafood buffet for
almost
lunch.
Certainly.
Prawns,
almost certainly.
Peeled prawns. No, unpeeled prawns, actually. They just chuck them in, you know.
In the bucket. Peel your own.
Maybe some silver side in the Bain-Marie.
Oh, God. At least there's a bar.
In a bucket.
Direct from the RSL.
Oh, God. Oh, look,
is that where you're going for dinner afterwards? You're hitting the RSL?
No, well, he's on a floating RSL. What else are you doing on this holiday? Like, it's light and shade. If you go on this,
okay,
you've got to
do something.
Okay,
so we are doing, like, Cradle Mountain, which will be, like, some hikes and stuff like that. And that we'll be hitting, like, distilleries and things along the way as well. Definitely doing the foodie stuff. That kind of... It's a lot of nature stuff because that's the best thing about this place is it's, you know, the natural beauty.
You've progressed in life, my friend.
It's a bit different when you're going on holidays with your partner, though, compared
is
to
it
a group.
Only if you make it.
Yeah.
Like, there's always one wet blanket in a relationship that ruins a holiday. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to drink every
night.
Speak
for yourself.
Well, you're the wet blanket.
No.
You sound like it.
No. we're very old people holidayers, to be completely honest.
You're not dragging Josh off to the gigs, like in the sweaty bars?
No, anywhere there's animals, that's where we are.
You guys were on the cruise with the Hawaiian shirts.
We did go on a cruise, but we didn't wear the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, out of stock.
Pina coladas.
All I'm saying is unlimited drinks packages are your friend.
Jackson, what kind of holiday do you like?
See, like, I'm a city guy, but I need to be, like, full on getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and just, like, packing everything into the one day.
Yeah.
And everything needs to be, like, stringently planned.
Do you have rest days on holidays?
No. You don't go on holiday to rest. It's like,
yes,
people that sleep
do.
In their hotel rooms, lame saddos.
Do you have rest days on holidays, Meg?
Well, like, if we're doing, like a 10, 12-day holiday, we'll have one day in between where we're not doing anything just to recharge.
One day on, one day off.
No. Like, 3 or 4 days on, one day off.
Right.
Oh, that's
just to relax a bit.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Apparently, though,
maybe you two should go on holiday together.
Couples holiday.
You and Josh, Emmy and Crevo together, four of you, living like you're 80. Yeah, into it. It's a TV show.
I was just trying to talk about how to young this thing up,
not feeling older by hanging out with me.
Exactly. No won't. Hawaiian shirts for me.
I bet you booked the tickets. Yeah, you did.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I would force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Crevo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So up next, we are playing Would I Lie to You? This is, of course, what you have to do is figure out which one of us is telling the truth and who is telling a lie. The prize, $100 to spend at Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Open 7 days a week, located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay. So if you've ever fantasized about being like a police investigator, is this guy lying, this suspect? I've got to figure it out. This is your chance to live out that fantasy and win some seafood. Win a couple of prawns in the process.
Me versus Meg today.
Mm.
Straight up, I've got the real.
No. He says this every single time.
That's his go-to, but that's like a strategy, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes
you just need to know when someone's full of it.
Yeah.
AKA right now.
In poker, you know, people have these weird things that they do to keep the poker face, if you will.
I have no poker face.
Is Maddie telling the truth?
The Novos.
Gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
Welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, very simple. 13:10:09. You just have to listen to Maddie and Meg. One of them is telling the truth, one of them is telling a lie, and you just have to pick who is telling the truth. So if you reckon you're pretty good at sort of figuring out if someone's lying to you, this is the game for you.
I have a very big protein shaker. You know, you go to the gym and...
Well, you have been on a fitness journey, haven't you?
I have been on a fitness journey. I picked this up from Kmart the other day, actually. We'll meet Donna, though, and I'll pitch it to her. Hey, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Going well, Donna. Here we go. So you've heard I've got a protein shaker in my hand. Take a listen. That's the big metal thing in there, just shaking
he's
around.
He's never had a protein shake in the entire time that I've known him.
Right down
all
the
of a sudden, right he's got down, a protein shake.
Right down the side, it says, big boys only. So it's obviously for guys that go to the gym. And so if you're a skinny guy, you can't be using this one. That's what I have, Donna.
Yeah, he's full of it. So what I've got is I've got a Thin Lizzy hair curler. I'm going out after work today, so I popped this in my handbag. So I'll just give you an idea of what it sounds like when the hair goes in. See?
Yeah.
Clearly what
she
I have.
Actually
so it's actually
has,
black
Donna,
and rose gold, by the way.
What she actually has is a flipper adult toy from her top drawer because clearly she's not satisfied at home. Wow. Meg, I'm a bit shocked that you brought that in. I didn't think you were so controversial, but apparently so.
Get off it.
Okay, now, the way this...
You need to get off it.
All right, here we go. So, the way this works, Donna... You now have, you get to ask a question or questions. We'll start with Maddie. Is there anything you would like to know about Maddie's protein shaker situation?
Okay, Maddie, how long have you been on the protein shake?
Oh,
he doesn't
not
drink
long,
protein
Donna.
Shakes.
Do you know what? She's right. I don't drink protein
Never
shakes.
Never in
but
the entire time I've known him.
I'm the guy, Donna, that buys... You know, like skipping ropes and stuff and exercise equipment, and I never use it. That's what I do. So, like, I have all the good intentions, but...
all the gear.
And no idea.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
All right, questions for Meg.
What are you thinking?
Meg, what colour is your
curler? It is black and it's got, like, rose gold trim on it.
That is accurate. That is true. She's not lying to you. It's a fancy-looking dolphin. Look at that guy, Meg. Hey.
Okay, Donna. Any more questions before we get a judgment call from you?
No.
All right, so let's do this. Donna, for $100 worth of seafood, all thanks to Dawson's Oyster Supplies, who is telling the truth?
Um, Okay, I'm going to say Maddie.
You think I'm telling the truth? You think Meg has the adult toy from her top drawer?
No, not an adult toy, but I...
Well, the hair curler is what Donna is saying.
Yeah.
All right, locking it in. Unfortunately, no dice.
Can't believe you believed him, Donna.
Maddie had you fooled.
Listen, Maddie, sounds like a hair curler.
I was just going to say, I thought, like, he never does anything like that, so I just thought it was a bit of a trick question, so he did get me.
Yes, he got you.
You
will learn your lesson, Donna.
That's the name of the game, Donna.
What do you actually have there, Maddie?
Oh, so what I have here is a tiny little white box with two tiny little balls inside.
Got you. It did sound like it, though.
From the bingo machine we have in here. Sorry, Donna.
Sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem. You guys have a great day.
You too, Donna. Have a good day.
It was nice to meet Donna, but you get nothing. That's the way it goes.
Told her to believe me.
Guys, coming up next. Oh, big news. So, my housemate, Lizzie, is moving back to Perth.
She works here, right? Of course.
She's going home, which means I need to find a new housemate.
Oh, you're on the search. I'm on the hunt.
And let me tell you, I've had some characters through already. I'm going to tell you more details in minutes.
The Novos.
Telling you before, my housemate moving back to Perth. I'll miss her, but she's got to go back to her family. You know how it is.
Yeah, of course.
But I have to find a new housemate now before Christmas.
Oh, so tough. I haven't done this
for a long time. So I've signed up to all of the different flatmates.com.au and those sorts of sites yesterday. Now, I'm a little bit worried. There's not a lot of people out there looking for an apartment, but I've had some interesting characters inquire. The first type of person is the foreign worker who keeps offering like $80 less per week for the room. So I'm charging $275.
Okay.
Which is, look, I had $300 on it, dropped it a bit because I was like, I'm not getting any bites, but I'm getting a few more now.
Okay.
A lot of people trying to barter the price down. Very annoying.
So not negotiable.
What's $299? So it sounds like a better deal.
It's not a bed, man.
Oh, you know, people might go like X amount to $299 because $300 is just too much.
Do you think when you like put a place up, a room, where do you guys sit? Do you have to be picky or do you kind of just take anyone?
Nah, you got to be picky because you've got to mesh well with that person.
For me, I say they have to come over first and you have a chat. And if you're still chatting after half an hour, good sign.
It's almost like dating.
It's exactly like that. Because you're, in some ways, you're more invested than an early relationship because they're living there.
Absolutely. Another thing, a little red flag I've experienced in the last 24 hours, some girl messaged me and she's just got like all of these problems. Like she's like, it's toxic at home. Like I need to move out. Like, do you know what? I don't need your problems.
No.
You know what I mean?
They're already coming with a whole bunch of problems.
Like, that to me, I'm like, no. I just want to know. Can't I have, like, a sexy fireman come live with me? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, he's off to do it. You know, he's off to do another fire situation quickly. Better put the fireman's outfit back on.
I put the little cat as well.
Yeah.
And I've been very honest. He's been a bit noisy, like, during the night recently.
So you can't leave. You can't leave that out because
I've put it in the ad and I just say, hey, I've got a little cat, like he's a little bit noisy. I've tried to be as honest as possible in
important
the ad.
Because if you start out on that front foot with all the information out there, then at least they can't claim you never told me about this.
That's It'll be true. Interesting. So the 2nd of December, I've got the date for only a couple of weeks. So it's a good opportunity to refresh, I guess, but still very awkward.
And tough time to find someone, like you said.
Yeah. Do you want to come live with me, Creeper? You unhappy at home?
No, I'm really happy, to be honest. But, hey, it is a great apartment you've got. My God, the views and stuff from there. Like, for a young, single person, it's an awesome place
I'm gonna
to live.
I'm going
to
keep you guys posted. So when I interview people, they come over, I'll, like, tell them that it's for the radio. And we'll just, like, play out the interviews.
So good.
We'll make a little series of me finding a housemate. It should be interesting.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to
start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
I don't think there's anyone in the history of licenses who has ever been happy with their ID photo. At all.
Big claim, because some people get lucky and get stoked on the day, but it's mostly not right.
The lighting is horrible. You can't smile. I can't wear my glasses. I depend on my glasses. It's never good. But I think I found a way to possibly get my license photo
changed.
It's never
a flattering shot, is it?
Never,
you're either
ever.
Like looking up into the distance, yep. Or you're like looking somewhere else, or you look like your eyes are closed.
You look like a criminal, like I do in mine. I think I've found a way to possibly get my license photo redone.
Really?
Fingers crossed.
So you can get like a better version of yourself.
Yeah, basically. Ah. That's my goal. I'll tell you what I'm going to do next.
The Novos.
Meg, we're talking ID photos right now. Look at this
photograph. It is the worst thing. Sorry, cutting Chad Kroger off.
No, no one's worried about that. I'll tell you that much for free.
The worst part for me about getting an ID photo of any point is the fact is you can't check it before they actually print the license.
No.
Or the photo card or anything like that. I got my full license, I think, in 2017.
Yeah.
And they sent it, 2 weeks later?
You just find out when you get it.
Yeah.
Especially back then. Now it's instant, right?
It's instant on your phone when you've got the app. Got the license 2 weeks after then, and the photo is atrocious, and I've hated it for the entire 4 or 5 years I've had this license.
I reckon 95% of people hate their license photo.
No, I'm going to show you mine. It's really bad. I've just come off a 4 a.m. start. I went straight to the Roads and Maritime Services. It's not good. It's not a good photo.
Yeah, a little.
Do you know what? Not that bad.
It's not great. I look like a criminal.
The lighting's better than I thought.
Dead set criminal. But I've worked out a way. So, I've unfortunately lost my physical license. I don't know where it's gone. It's probably in a garden bed out front of a pub somewhere. I don't
from a messy night out.
From a messy
along
night
the way,
out. So,
right.
I've come up with the idea. I don't know if this will actually work.
Mm.
I'm tempted to go to Service New South Wales, possibly today or tomorrow, to get a replacement. And basically just use the... Look, I've lost 40 kilos. My face is looking a bit thinner. I think I need to get a new photo.
To try and...
Do you think that's going to work?
Well, I think you can.
Because I look a bit different.
I think so.
I think if you change your appearance, it should be
able and
to,
if you
right?
say you've lost your physical license itself...
Yeah, well, I know I can get a replacement.
Yeah, they'll take another photo for you for sure.
But the thing is, I've got physical replacements in the past. They don't change the photo. That's my concern.
Interesting.
I want to know if anyone has actually done this before where they've gone in and said, oh, yeah,
lost
you know,
40 kilos and then requested,
requested your license photo. Like, it's just one of those things where, can I use this to my advantage to get what I want?
I think you probably can get away with it. The best thing is to say, hey, you know, especially since you've lost the other one, because they will have that photo on file, but just say, look, I think it's important because I say at the pub a few times, I've like pulled out my card and they're looking at it for a long time, questioning if it's me.
Yeah.
And I don't want that happening in the future. I don't want a mistaken identity situation happening.
Do you know what's fascinating? Like whenever you go to the RMS, right? I feel like it's such a task that most people do, like in the middle of their day or at the end of their day, and they're looking frazzled, they've been at work all day. What you should do, if you know you're going to get a photo taken at the RTA, dole yourself up for the day.
This is my intention.
Go out, dole yourself out like you're off to a wedding.
That's right. The absolute best
fail.
Possible.
Fail,
and then, man. Then you've got at least a good chance of looking decent.
See, at the moment, you can go on to the app, I think, and just get a replacement done, like, over the internet. And that's what I've done a couple of times when I have lost it. Because I have a habit of...
Yeah, but then use same old photo then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck.
Like, the only one I actually relatively like is my Toronto Workers Club card. Because...
you would have been doled up.
Well,
night at the workies.
This is the thing. I've had this card since I was 18 and they've never changed the photo.
Let's have a look.
Like, I've got the black hair everything.
Yes,
but it's not the best photo, but it's probably one of the best because I'm 18 years old.
Well, that's also true.
Can they use a license photo from when I was 18?
No, they're trying to make it accurate. Yeah. That's the whole point of it.
Oh, I can try.
Good luck in your journey, Meg. Are you trying today?
I haven't got my makeup done, so probably not.
Another day then. Well, good luck.
I'll see how we
keep
go.
Keep us posted.
Yeah.
If that's a hack, some people will be into that for sure. Up next, though, we are playing Smash for Cash. $575 on the line. Very simple. All you need to do is work out what got smashed here. If you think you know what that is, 13-10-09, if you get it right, $575 in your pocket.
Yeah, so good. Some incorrect guesses so far. All of those are at newfm.com.au. A money tin, a Milo tin, a DVD player, a coin, a jewelry box, and a dinner plate. None of those.
No. The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, very simple. All you need to do is figure out what we smashed with a hammer. If you figure that out, get it right, you win the cash. $575 on offer right now. Let's meet our contestants.
Yes, so we are going to Kerry from Cliffley. She sells plants for a living. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing really well. What are we spending $575 on?
Oh, myself.
Yes.
Hey, Kerry, what kind of plants are you selling?
I sell everything, pretty much.
Oh. What's your favourite? I know you can't pick favourites, but let's pick a favourite.
I don't know if I have a favourite, but I love any of the indoor.
Can't say it on the radio.
Really good plant propagator, eh, Kerry?
Do we want to play Kerry this sound one more time?
Loves the indoor.
Listen carefully.
Big lights.
All right, Kerry, what do you think we smashed?
Well, to me it sounds like... you know, the coffee or the chocolate quick tins that come in the thick cardboard cylinders with the metal lids.
Oh, okay.
So what are you picking there?
Oh, the quick chocolate quick lid, chocolate quick container.
Oh, no. We already had Milo tin.
It's not great. No good. Sorry, Kerry.
Sorry, Kerry.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Thank Total. You. Have a good day. Good luck with the plants.
Yeah, a lot of money in plants. That's all I'm saying.
Do you
saying.
Sell many plants, Crevo?
No, never.
Have you, like, in your buy and sell business, like, invested in, like, a little plant stock?
No, I haven't. But, I mean, I hear that the plant business can be very lucrative.
No plant setups?
No, never.
No. Yeah. Very good. Back before 9 o'clock today, guys, $575. And don't forget, all the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
We are casting Newcastle's biggest characters of all time for the Novos Royal Tour. Now, this is where we visit every single royal pub in the region. So we start off at the Royal Crown Hotel in Dudley, move on to the Royal Hotel Waratah, then to the Royal River in Morpeth, on to the Royal Federal in Brankston, and then finishing off at the Royal Oak Cessnock. So it's a whole day. We get dressed up in, like, funny royal clothes, and we just basically go venue to venue and have a great time. First time we've done something like this in such a long time. So.
Well, that's right. Everything was just closed forever, and now it's back in business, and so are we.
We couldn't go to any pubs, so let's go to five in one day.
Exactly, right?
Why not?
Making up for lost time.
Yeah.
What's so great about this? We've got so many fun people on board already. We're opening up the lines again right now for the Royal Tour auditions.
Very Come limited. Very limited tickets, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And convince us why you and a friend should be joining the Royal Tour. Now, if you're boring, we will say no.
Yeah, you got to be a bit larger than life. Love a good time.
Love a good dress up too.
Exactly. Funny. That's the sort of people we're into. Don't mind wearing a crown and a cape and whatever. Well, the costume's up to you.
I love it. Guys, auditions for the Novos Royal Tour continue in minutes.
The Novos.
105.3 Maddie Megan Crevo's Royal Tour.
Yes, it is our next big event. We, plus you, the listener, are going on a royal tour. We've hired a big old bus and we are going to five royal-based pubs in the region. This is going to be great. We're all dressing up. So, obviously, you've got to be fun. You've got to be open to a fun day and we want you on this tour. Now, we're doing auditions all this week. So, if you think you're a fun person or you know a fun person, larger than life, get in touch with the show, guys. Auditions continue right now, though.
Let's meet Gabby. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you going?
Oh, amazing. I couldn't resist your challenge to find some unique characters for your royal tour. Oh. I thought I'd see if I could perhaps meet the bar.
Well, tell us what's unique about you, Gabby. Why do you need to be on this tour?
Ah, because I can provide you. I'm a provider of fine trivia facts. You know, anything weird and unusual, I'll be able to bring it.
Can you do like a royal trivia for us?
Sure, I can come up with some world trivia. I'll bring it along.
That's a good little thing because we'll play
games.
And there's going to be, you know, some bus journey and stuff in between the stops. So maybe you could provide the royal trivia questions and maybe we could work out some sort of like prize or something for the person that gets the most right.
Mm.
Done.
Okay.
Can you think of some royal trivia off the top of your head, Gabby?
Oh, well, I'm trying to think. That's a good question, isn't it?
You've got to think on your feet for this.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, well, who's older, Prince Harry or William?
Oh, good question.
It's William. Yeah, of course.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, William. Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have got that right. Yeah, these two, though, 1 point each. Doesn't count towards the score on the day does.
This is going to be awesome. Okay, well, let's vote. Gabby, very useful skill. Mm. Nobody's offered thus far to help us out with the hosting duties. So I'm going to say yes to Gabby.
I'm going to go yes.
Yeah, that's an easy yes. Because we need the... I don't want to write the trivia questions and I feel like it's a great activity.
Well done, Gabby.
To the royal tour, Gabby. What are you going to come dressed as? What's in your mind?
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I'm going to come dressed as some kind of confused noble.
the old school, like leather patches on the elbow and stuff.
We love you, Gabby. Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
Auditions continue on the air tomorrow, guys.
Is tomorrow our final day?
It is.
Oh.
Last chance to get in.
Jeez. So if you've been thinking about it, tomorrow is your last chance.
Very exclusive.
Yeah.
Not too many tickets left.
No.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Yeah, let's talk Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Bradley Cooper's finally weighed in on whether they were actually in love or not, which I find really weird this late into it. But anyway, I'll tell you what he said. Also, to Britney Spears, she's given a bit of a life update.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Can't you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Britney Spears is finally free and she's letting loose on all her family members.
Yeah, so she's posted a bit of an Instagram video just sort of giving a debrief and thanking her fans. Like, she really went hardcore and saying, like, the Free Britney movement really, like, got her word out there. This is what she had to say in a bit of a very odd, like, do you know that odd Britney style where she sort of, like, videos herself twirling around?
Mm.
That's right.
She's done, like, a 3-minute video. This is probably the takeaway from it.
I'm not here to be a victim. I lived with victims my whole life as a child. That's why I got out of my house. And I worked for 20 years and worked my ass off. I'm here to be an advocate for people with real disabilities and real illnesses. I'm a very strong woman, so I can only imagine what the system has done to those people. Hopefully my story will make an impact and make some changes in the corrupt system.
She's really, like, going hard for it, which I, like, respect. And she's put a tweet out and she said, I might as well go hard with this. And then says, I'm going to square on with Oprah. So apparently there's an Oprah interview coming.
Oh, wow.
To just dish the dirt on everything that's happened and where she's at. So we're going to find out why she was put into a conservatorship, what her health issues are. She wants to be transparent about all of this stuff, which has been hidden from the media and from the public for so long because of the conservatorship. So I massive respect. Respect to her.
What's so interesting, if you watch the whole video, she goes on to say she went out and brought some candles. She couldn't even go and buy some candles.
It's so bizarre because at the start of this whole thing, when I first heard of this, I was like, this is some sort of mad conspiracy theory or something. As if this, you know, pop star who is an adult woman is under this kind of control.
Mm.
But when you see that kind of activity be such a thrill for her, you realize that, in fact, she's been under such tight control for seemingly no reason. The reason was they wanted to get rich, the family.
Yeah.
They had the paparazzi photos of her driving her BMW for the first time, or her Mercedes the other day, and she just looked so happy.
Aww.
Just out and about by herself. And it's like you've never seen Britney Spears drive a car by herself since like 2007.
Absolutely not.
Which just is just insane.
It's weird, though, also, that you'd think she'd get better sound recording. It's like she does it next to a tractor repair yard or something every time.
Yeah, that's true. Give her a break. I like her. I like her.
So do I.
That Oprah interview will be
That's going to be next level.
She'll have new music next year.
Oh, 100%. Can't wait for it. Speaking about music, do you remember this? Very steamy performance. Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Never watched it.
At the Oscars?
Yes.
Everyone's like, you guys are in love. And then Lady Gaga was like...
From a performance perspective, it was so important to both of us that we were connected the entire time. I mean, but when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel. I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job, and
Anyway, then Bradley Cooper broke up with his fiancée, and everyone was like, you guys are having it off, right? So Bradley Cooper's made some weird statement overnight. Like, he's put out a statement about this, and he said, no. We were just so close because I was very uncomfortable performing in front of the Oscars crowd, and we had to be actors because that's the only way I could deal with it.
That's what he is. He's an actor. Of course he's going to be good at acting.
But do you not find it weird a year later that he's putting out a statement about it?
Like, they 100% have slept together.
I reckon so.
You reckon?
Too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But you can't fake that chemistry, you know?
I think if you work that closely together on such a big, successful project...
You sleep together.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I think the opposite. I think if you achieve such artistic success together, that can connect you in itself, and people can mistake that chemistry for, like, you know, lovers or whatever, they're sleeping together off the set, off the camera or whatever. But I think actually that they could just be connected because of the partnership.
But have you this? Filming's delayed. It's a rainy, stormy night in the trailer, and then.
I love you, Bradley.
Wasn't she in a relationship when she was filming this, though?
She just got out of an engagement.
Oh, okay. So there was a rebound.
Yeah, possibly. Ooh.
Maybe.
Gaga's looking hot right now, though. Has anyone seen her on the House of Gucci red carpets? Oh, my Lord.
I cannot wait. Oh, it's going to be so good.
Oh, my Lord.
So she's in the new... do you know what her role is in that movie?
She plays the wife of...
The Gucci wife.
Yeah, no. Gucci wife.
Yeah, didn't she kill her husband?
Yeah, got her husband shot in the street.
And she, like, took the Gucci name and the brand.
Crazy.
And, yeah,
she'll get a bunch of free handbags from that, you'd think.
Oh, I don't think she needs it.
No, but
she
still.
Can give them to me.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo. What a way to start the day. Let's go.
Hey guys, 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off at 9 o'clock with Jackson. What's on the way, my friend?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
A bit of Amy Shark for you.
Oh, yes.
Get your Adidas tracksuit out, your little backpack. Your little top knot.
I love it.
Nia.
Still not Sunday. Getting old, this song.
No, very good.
I thought you would like this one, Matthew. Yeah. Also, too, J-Lo. If you have my love.
I had a fight with a friend of mine recently who claimed
that
Kelly Clarkson is a better vocalist than J-Lo. I mean, J-Lo is a better vocalist than Kelly Clarkson.
Well, J-Lo famously steals other people's vocals and pretends that they're her own. Have you heard that?
No.
So, like, a lot of... She's been sued a lot. This is really weird. But, like, she's been sued quite a bit because she steals the artists that write the songs and do the demos... them and then sells them. Wow. So she uses a lot of their vocals in her actual music.
That's crazy.
That's so dodgy.
Yeah.
But has anyone done any kind of investigation on Kelly Clarkson? That's what I want to know.
You can't dispute her voice, really.
American Idol was the catalyst for her.
So is it,
you kind of know she can sing.
But is she lip syncing?
No.
Nah, and she also toppled Ellen, so yeah. credit to her.
I mean, I'm all for that, but who knows about the singing thing? We'll have to investigate that another day.
You're not going to invest any time in that.
No, of course I'm not. It's way too trivial. Next, I want to talk about this thing that's happening with The Simpsons. A lot of talk about The Simpsons because they've just recently come up 700 episodes, which is unbelievable. They're saying they're trying to get to 1,000. It's been very successful with its move to Disney Plus. It's getting heaps and heaps of traction. So much so that this UK casino site is actually paying somebody to watch every single episode of The Simpsons to see if it can help predict the future, what's going to happen next year, because The Simpsons, a lot of people argue, have predicted so many things.
The Trump presidency, for one.
Exactly. I mean, one of the biggest things to happen in the last 20 years, and they predicted it early on.
Even Branson going into space, they predicted that.
Well, even Donald Trump walking down the elevator, the exact way he announced his candidacy for president.
Now, that is kind of spooky. Now, we got talking about this yesterday, how cool would it be to get that job where you just paid to watch The Simpsons? And, Matty, you made a very bold claim. You said, oh, watching every single episode of The Simpsons in like 2 months, I could do that, easy. And I said, easy? Are you kidding? So we're going to talk about this next, because with this bold claim comes great responsibility.
I'm down for it. I can do it.
All right. Well, we're going to get into the details up next, because I've thought of a few things that you might not have.
Okay, let's do it.
This challenge.
James. The Novos.
We're talking The Simpsons right now.
All-time
greats.
It is a great show. I used to love it, absolutely love it, but I haven't actually sat down and watched some episodes in a good couple of years. But I've been thinking about getting back into it. We did see this story yesterday about somebody being paid to watch every episode. And Maddie, you made the bold claim you could easily do it and would do it for free.
Yeah, because I love The Simpsons. Mm. Do you know what? Not a hard job.
No.
So basically this casino right over in the UK is paying somebody to watch it all and then try and predict the future and like what's going to happen in 2022 and like in the news, right?
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, because, of course, it's predicted so many things in the past, they think they can get to this again. And there's been a lot of great achievements along the way through history. You know, 1879, Edison creates a light bulb. Late 1800s, the explorers get to Antarctica, to the South Pole. Then you add Neil Armstrong on the moon, 1969. Will 2021 be the year that Matty Harrison watches every episode of The Simpsons? History is yet to tell.
I don't think it'll all happen this year. I'm going to be honest, but I'll do it as like over the holiday period next year. I should have finished it all. Not that many episodes.
713 at the moment.
They said it'll take 8 weeks to watch all.
And is that like 24/7?
I don't think so, because this is what the casino was saying. It would take 8 weeks, so maybe that's like an 8-hour shift a day. So when you think that's 16 episodes per day, times that by 7. So you do some quick math.
I failed maths. Basically, this is like my psychic predictions, Simpsons style. So I will tell you, I will report back when I finished with what's going to happen next year.
Because when you rewatch it especially, you're keeping your eye out for these details, and I think you're going to pick up on things that nobody has seen before.
Now, I am going to do it.
Yeah. Mm.
Who wants to join me?
Can I just join for a bit? I'm not watching every episode.
We'll go
halves. No. Full commitment.
It's 230 hours, Maddie.
Yeah.
Too much. Okay.
I mean,
I'll watch the first like 5 seasons, maybe the good seasons, and then.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, Meg. Yeah. People like you, when you're like, "Oh, the old episodes are the best. The new ones are crap.
They're the most quotable."
How would you know if you haven't even watched the new episodes?
Yeah. Okay, possible proposal here, Meg. You watch the early ones, and then I'll tag team in. So first it'll be you and Maddie, and then I'll jump in, tag team in, and it will be me and Maddie.
Hey, look, for the sake of entertainment, I'll watch every single episode and I'll document the whole thing.
That's it. That is real commitment.
I'm into it.
You deserve some kind of medal or trophy.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can
organise that.
We can.
Oh, I'm going to get... Do you know what? When I watch The Simpsons, I eat
Really? You know what it is?
Snack monster.
It's because the Homer's always eating, yeah, and you see that and you can't resist. I'll never forget the scene of, like, I forget what it was. He's watching some sporting event and he's surrounded himself in a ring of snacks and his arms are, like, reaching forward behind, like, switching between all of them like an octopus.
Get him a nacho hat. Remember when he goes to the baseball with Flanders?
No. Guys, I've got to buy lots of carrot sticks, mate.
No, you don't make friends with salad.
Oh my God. There's going to be so much of that sort of gear going on. This is a great challenge, though. I'm very excited for you.
Ongoing. It's not going to happen overnight. What I thought we could do here, right, when I get to the final episodes, say like the last 5 hours, let's hire out the cinema or the drive-in and watch it as like a new FM event.
That'd be cool.
I'd watch New Simpsons for that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys will be there at the end to claim the glory.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can even hold the trophy for you.
No, we're there for support.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting you.
I'll claim the glory. I have no problem with it.
The hard yards, down the ends.
That'll be great.
It's excellent. Like supporting someone at the end of a marathon. This is what we're going to be doing.
Here's the water bottle.
Duff beer. Guys, that is us done. But yeah, playing Smash for Cash up next, though.
Yeah, $575. We've smashed something in the studio here. Maddie, do you want to give it a go?
Well, you've smashed something.
I've smashed something.
One more time.
Oof. All right, if you think you know what we've smashed, 131009, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
Guys.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
It's taken my frustration out on something random in the office with a giant hammer, and it could score you $575. We had a bunch of incorrect guesses go up at newfm.com.au, including like a Milo tin. We had a DVD player yesterday, a jewelry box, but it's up to you to work it out. Score the cash.
Yeah, let's go to the phones, guys, right now. His name is Keith from Madawi, works with Spec Savers, loves us, which is nice, listens every morning. He also loves four-wheel driving, and he loves horror movies. Oh, Keith, hello, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you, how are you?
Oh, good, man, thanks for listening, we appreciate that.
No problem.
No, good stuff, man. Hey, what are you up to today, after work?
I'm just actually on my way to work now.
Do you wear glasses yourself, working at Spec Savers?
I do, yes.
Did you buy your glasses from your work?
I did, yeah. Okay.
Very nervously said that.
Yeah, good discount, you would hope.
All right, let's do it, man. What do you think the sound is?
Smashing a coin.
Smashing a coin, Meg. Is it smashing a coin?
It is not. We've already had that guess, Keith.
Sorry, Keith.
No, okay.
All the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. Don't waste your guess if you get through. Make sure you write down what we've had so far.
Exactly right. Your boy, Producer Jackson, in next, though, with 105 commercial free.
Yeah. I listen to High Love, Whitney Houston.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like that for a Thursday, right? Jessie J.
What's happened to Jessie J?
She just dropped off the planet, didn't she?
Took her black lipstick and on her way.
She's a very vibrant performer. I don't know if you've ever seen the TikToks of her, but she really gets into it. Stereophonic.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, bit of a throwback.
Nice.
It's been a while. Hey, man, thank you. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. And don't forget, we are doing right now the Rate the Music annual checkup.
Yeah.
This is so good, guys. Newfm.com.au. Now, it goes for around 15 minutes. This is like the ultimate Rate the Music. We've also supercharged the prize. Just by doing so, you go instantly into the draw to win a $5,000 outdoor furniture package,
guys.
How
good is that? Big prize this time around.
Imagine pimping out your backyard, like ready for summer. It's going to look schmick. All the family comes around. Oh, look at all this new stuff you've got.
I did it yesterday, and I timed myself 12 minutes.
So you can get through it quickly.
You can get through
it in a rush.
In your lunch break at work. You want it, they've got it. Outdoor Furniture Factory have stock ready to go. Visit OFFCO.com.au. That's us done, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.